Nevada Mornings Social Studies, brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Ah, yes, that time of the day when we turn it over to Sarah the Ruthless, who gauges response to inane and ridiculous questions that Jared Carlin posts earlier in the day. Sometimes they're good.
Yeah. Nothing about green food today.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
That was a good one. What's your favorite green food, Scott?
We don't have time.
Ooh, spinach.
Okay. Oh.
Spinach. Sauteed spinach. Like a Popeye.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. That's real good.
Especially
although
a real good steak place.
Garlic.
I mentioned
or
one. If you, I remember
or
the
how
conversation
about a good
we had,
but, spinach artichoke dip?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Smother me in that.
With a toast point.
I like it with the tortilla chips and the sour cream and the salsa.
All of it.
Take it away, Sarah.
All right, let's jump into social studies. We are on Twitter/X at @Bickley_Murata. We also have an Instagram account as a show. Go follow us, please. We post photos there, or videos every day, and sometimes photos on Instagram at Bickley and Murata. All right, we are jumping in with the Phoenix Suns. Of course, they've got the Kings in Sacramento tonight. We are looking for three words from you to describe the Phoenix Suns right now, heading into this final weekend.
I don't know Gina Snell's middle name.
Is it freaking? Gina freaking Snell?
You go first, Bick.
I'm going to use the phrase that Sarah's been using all morning. This is it.
It works, right?
It works for me. This is it.
This is it?
Do I have to put it in a sentence?
No. It can be three separate words if you would like.
Effort, heart, commitment.
Oh, I like it.
All the things they don't have.
Well, they
have them at different times.
Yes.
We just need them
tonight.
Now.
Yes, that's well put.
Indeed. All right, let's run through some of our listener responses. A lot of really good ones. Patrick Kaiser, three words to describe the Suns right now. Ready for vacation.
Oh, come on.
Average Super Suns fan says team in crisis. Tony Height says so little heart. Yeah, it's going this way. Ryu Shu Shogun says, yeah. Oh, no. We have maddening. Oh, gosh, you're not going to like this one, Scott. Maddening apathetic losers. From It's Unimportant. It is harsh, but that's where our fans are right now. Stink, stank, stunk from Dread Pirate Darren.
That's quoting the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Exactly. And then Borderline says, dysfunction all. Yeah, that's where our fans are right now.
Play on words.
Yes. Okay. Like I said, going into the final weekend of the season, there are three teams that are already locked into the play-in tournament. The Kings, the Warriors, and the Lakers. We don't have their seeding locked in yet, but we know for a fact that those three will be in the play-in tournament. And then, as of this morning, the Suns are also in the play-in as the 7th seed. So of those four teams, the Suns, the Kings, the Warriors, and the Lakers, which team will get farthest in the playoffs and why?
Wow. I would make a case between the Warriors and the Lakers. I'm buying the Warriors a little more. Sign me up for Golden State.
I think the Warriors are washed. I really do. I think
you might be right.
I think that the Draymond drama has affected Curry. I know they won 9 of their last 10, but I don't see them getting further than the Suns if the Suns make it out of this play-in situation and get to the playoffs.
All right, let's place a vote. 45% say the Suns.
Wow.
Can stay alive the longest in the playoffs of those four teams. 22% say the Warriors. 18% say the Lakers. Only 15% say the Kings.
That's interesting.
That's weird, eh?
For all the skepticism in the market regarding the Suns, right, it doesn't show up in that poll.
Right.
Well, yeah, I think people are still optimistic, right? They want to cheer for their team. I'm a little surprised the Lakers are so low, considering they were in the Western Conference Finals last year.
Yeah. Daylight Films says the Warriors will go the longest in the postseason because because they've got Steph and Steve Kerr. But at the end of the day, the Celtics will take on the Nuggets or the Mavericks in the NBA Finals. Chad Rudinger says this might be the unpopular opinion, but it's the Suns. This team is just too good. It's a new season come playoffs. Anything is possible. If you need proof, just look at the Diamondbacks going to the World Series.
Thank you.
And then Tino says the team that'll make it the longest, whichever team brings the NBA the most money, and that is the Lakers. All right.
A little conspiracy theory going on.
We have some of that in this market with the Lakers.
I've heard some national people continue to rave about the Lakers, and I have to remind them, they've been in ninth place for 3 months. How good can they be? I don't know.
We're about to find out, I guess. All right, both of you, Bick and Scott, you're both big golfers, and at the start of the show, you were talking about Masters Week, which is on right now. Bick, you shared that Alice Cooper has a house rule for everyone who plays with him. He gives everyone a par on the first hole.
Automatic par.
Automatic par because he wants them out there so early. Is that what it was?
I think that's the reason, but it's a great policy in my opinion.
Absolutely. So we're asking you guys and our listeners for any sort of house rules you may have, whether it's you're playing pickup ball, you're playing a board game, something in your home. Do you have any house rules?
Any way that you play a sport is different than normal?
I don't. I can't think of one that I make everybody do.
You're just a rule follower, traditional rules.
I've tried to make one. Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like when you get together, like the families and friends all get together, there's this little dice game called Left, Right, Center.
Oh, that's a great game. Yeah.
Right? You love it. And if you win, you got to dance before you get that cash. If that cash,
you got to dance.
You got to do dance some sort of victory dance or you don't get the cash.
Hopefully they went to dance.
That is my one little Left, Right, Center rule.
Hopefully they went to dance lessons as a kid.
Little Johnny.
That's right.
Dance lessons.
So nothing, Dan, when you play golf, there's no like.
Tennis, nothing. I don't play basketball anymore. It's my exploits are pretty much confined to a golf course now.
Okay.
And I've tried to adopt that Alice Cooper rule with people I play with. Some like the idea, some think it's a little too giving. Yeah.
Okay. Here's one from Walker pertaining to golf. No matter how close your birdie putt is, you cannot take a gimme when you are playing with your friends. Yes, even if it's a one footer.
Gotta play the ball into the hole.
Right. Yep. Gotta get it there.
Okay.
Jack Hawk says when you land on go in Monopoly, you get 400. You get the normal 200 when you pass it in Monopoly. So, Jack, very generous, it sounds like.
Inflation.
Or if you land directly on it as you're coming around?
He says when you land on go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could dig that.
From Matthew Warwick, if you are playing a game and I don't win or my girlfriend doesn't win, you must leave. It's the best way to get people out of your house.
There you go.
I respect that, Matthew. And then Brian Groenwald, he's the one we heard from either yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was the green food, and he had the jalapeno wrapped in bacon and blackberry jam, and we were all drooling over it. He says, when we have a barbecue with family or friends, we will hide a few random liquor shooters around the house. The rule is, if you find one, you have to take it on the spot. It goes well with the bacon-wrapped jalapenos.
What is a liquor shooter?
Oh, just like those little tiny guys that you can get at the gas station or whatever.
Like the Yeah. Okay, the airplane balls.
Fireballs.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Hey! Exactly. Yes. All right, we'll get back into our basketball team one last time on this Friday. Scott Williams in for Vinny. I'm Dan Bickley. Anything else, Jared?
I was just going to say, speaking of our great basketball team. Text us your thoughts on the FanDuel text line to 620-620 right now.
Oh, and go vote on Mock My World.
That's
Jared's
right.
Leading.
Get back
there
to
we go.
Your kebab, Jared.
Everything's crossed off the list.
Yeah, all right. We're back right after this.
Hey, it's Gambo. We're almost there. The end of the NBA regular season. How pivotal is tonight's game for the Suns against the Kings? We'll get you ready starting at 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Gigantic basketball game tonight in Sactown. The Suns up against the damaged, wounded Kings who dropped a game to the Pelicans. They lost all 5 games to the Pelicans this year, by the way.
Not good for a tiebreaker.
No, it's not. If the Kings beat the Suns tonight, the Kings will have the tiebreaker over the Suns, although I don't think it's maybe going to come into play. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Here's food for thought going into tonight's game, because in last game against the Clippers, the one that the Phoenix Suns won, we saw a couple of changes. We saw Royce O'Neal take Grayson Allen's spot in the starting lineup, and Grayson Allen had clearly been struggling. Some people thought maybe he had a hip injury. He went 16 consecutive three-point attempts without making a shot, brought him off the bench. So whether or not that was a one-off or not, it opened the door to do it again somewhere down the road and not have it be a shock to anybody. Number two, Drew Eubanks, after getting the start in the first game against the Clippers, lost his minutes entirely to Thaddeus Young, who was okay, I guess. And then Bol Bol. Bol 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 Bol. Up, down, up, down, in, out, part of the rotation. There was a time when he seemed like, okay, this is going to be a top 7-8 guy, and now he's back to watching. So it all kind of speaks to a basketball team that still doesn't have its lineup set, that doesn't have its roster set, that doesn't have its identity set. Good luck find it. And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe if this whole season is going to come down to the big three and whether they carry this team or not, maybe it doesn't matter. But this is not the normal way to a championship.
You want a supporting cast. You want some guys playing well. You want them to know when they're going to come into the game, if they're going to start, if they're going to come off the bench. And trying to search and find that scenario, those situations, like, was this game 81?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary.
Oh, yeah.
A little scared, a little nervous.
Yes, that's a great, great word for it. Now, Sacramento does have a rocking home court advantage, so the Suns are going to have to deal with that, but that can actually work in the Suns' favor. Give them some juice. You know this as a player.
Sure.
Would you rather walk into a hostile building or a building that gives you no fuel whatsoever?
Oh, I like that fact that the fans are going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was with the Tar Heels going to Cameron Indoor and those, the fanatics.
Duke crazies.
Yeah, the Duke crazies are right on the court there, right? So you band together. It's like us against the world mentality. Mm-hmm. I think you have some of your best games. Heck, and we were talking about it earlier. You wouldn't think that the Pelicans have the best road record in the NBA as far as wins go. Now, Suns aren't bad, but they're not the Pelicans. But I think tonight they can go out there and they can get this victory if they have their heads right.
Yeah, and that's a big question, because there have been times when they really don't appear to have their heads right, and it's been a head-scratcher for the rest of us. So, and I said this earlier today, because that last game against the Clippers, 53 points of three-pointers attempted. After the game, KD said, yeah, that's probably a little bit extreme. We probably could get 10 off that. There have been a lot of people wondering if the Suns didn't do that out of spite, that they've been prodded and prodded by their head coach to take more three. So they did so in a very casual, laissez-faire kind of way. Watching the game live didn't strike me that extreme. And to be honest, I've been of the mindset that I thought this would be a great tactic for this team. It's a little late to implement it now, but
this is Kevin Durant after the game talking about the team balancing attacking the rim with shooting a lot of threes.
Yeah, just trying to figure it out. I mean, coach is emphasizing try to get up as many as possible. And tonight, I mean, we get up. You know,
it was.
Yeah, but you don't have 30 in the first half. I mean, I think that's a little bit extreme. I think we can maybe cut 10 off of that and get more to the rim and to the paint. But it's always good when you can beat the team at a numbers game and you can just make more shots than them and get more shots up, and sometimes it helps you win.
I will point out that was after game 80, and the soundbite began with, we're still trying to figure it out.
Well, listen, they were 8 for 35 on Tuesday night from Orlando 3, 23%. Now, you make 19 of 50, that's not bad, right? Like, that's
terrible, no.
That's not bad that you shot 50, you made 19 of them. You're right at almost 40%. Mm-hmm. So you can live with those numbers, but I like the fact that of those 50, 20 came in the first quarter, and they figured out, hey, to win the game now when we're only up by two, we attack the basket, we go outscore them 32-15, plus 17 in the fourth quarter by taking less threes and driving it to the hole, getting some points
that's
in the paint,
point.
And getting to the foul line. So
that's a good point.
I don't mind the mix so much. 50s a way more than I like to watch from an old school basketball guy, but at least they were successful doing it. But if you're going to shoot 23% from behind the arc, please don't take that many threes.
Yeah. So let's hope the basketball team has its energy right. Because again, they have a path to the sixth seed. It's right there in front of them, because the Pelicans are going to be really hard-pressed to win tonight, and if the Suns can beat the Kings, it's going to be right there in front of them. You win on Sunday, you don't have to deal with the play-in.
And the Suns should know before they finish their game if the Pelicans won or lost tonight, because they tip off half an hour before the Suns do.
And speaking of winning or losing...
Hey!
Arizona Sports, D-backs, Cubs, ticket giveaway.
A caller number.
I asked who was pitching, and you told me Brandon Fott. His number's 32. And I thought that's too high of a number for Jared. So let's go with, I'm going to shrink that down to the 13 strikeouts he's got on the season. 13, okay. Number 13.
All right, caller 13, you will win tickets to next week's Diamondbacks Cubs series. Calling right now, 602. 260-9870.
So you got 13 phone calls to screen. That sports kebab better be written. That's all I got.
I just printed it out.
Let's go.
We're good.
Jared Carlin's award-winning sports kebab next on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Let's make some predictions. Welcome back to Bickley and Murata Mornings, everybody. Happy Friday. This is about the time that Jarrett Carlin gets that sports kebab ready. It's ready?
Yeah,
it's ready?
That
okay, good.
Is something cooked yet?
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment, but first let's get to our poll question on arizonasports.com. Dan Bickley and Scott Williams in for Vince today. What is the Suns' record for their final two games against the Kings tonight and the T-Wolves on Sunday? They'll go 2-0, they'll split, or they'll lose both?
I'm gonna get them splitting. I think they're going to win one.
I'm going 2-0.
Oof. All right.
Yeah, I don't think the T-Wolves are going to need that game. I think they'll probably be resting some guys, and they're going to get this one tonight. They're coming off some good momentum on Wednesday at the Clippers. I think Booker's got it figured out. Beal, Royce, O'Neal. I like the feel right now. I know it's a small sample size, but I like both these games.
Right, there you go.
Let's go with that optimism. Place to vote for 2-0. Fortunately, the people are not with you.
Oh.
39% think the Suns will split. 33% say they're going over. 27% say they'll win both games this weekend.
All right, so evenly divided almost.
Yeah,
just about.
All right, okay. There you go. Thank you, Sarah.
You on your way. You going to the top. You the next Lenny Bruce, man. Crazy.
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
All right. Jared Carlin, I have to give him credit. He's been rolling hot with the sports kebab. I think you've had three outstanding weeks in a row. Am I wrong about that?
I can never tell.
I was here for, I think, the last sports kebab. Wasn't I here last Friday for the sports kebab?
No, the week before.
Has it been 2 weeks already?
Time flies when you're on this show.
Time flies.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is my second kebab.
This is your second, and we'll start there because I have to point out it's always different with the sports kebab when Vince is not here. But it is great to have NBA champion Scott Williams filling in. Scott, you have been on some legendary teams, right? Played with some all-time great players. For anyone who doesn't know,
I'm getting nervous.
No, it's not. Well, people don't know about your career. For anyone who doesn't know, Scott was once teammates with both Larsa Pippen's ex-husband and her ex-boyfriend's dad.
Oh my God! Never heard it put that way before.
That must have been cool.
It's very.
Must have been cool.
But it's fun to have Scott Williams here, though. He gives the show a different feel because, in many ways, Scott, you are the exact opposite of Vince, right? Vinny is an average-sized white broadcaster with a full head of hair. Scott is a super tall, bald former athlete. Another great example of them being complete opposites. Scott occasionally feels joy. unlike Vince. But Scott, you are.
I was like, I don't know anybody named Joy. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
She broke your heart in high school.
Yeah, after Gina. But Scott, you're very tall. You're practically. You must be the tallest person I've ever met in person, I think. In fact, Scott is so tall.
How tall is he?
Scott is so tall. Earlier this week, Scott walked outside, and dozens of us put on special glasses to watch him block out the sun.
You're killing me!
Yeah, how about the eclipse earlier this week? Did you guys take part in the eclipse? Did you watch that?
Apparently I did.
Yeah, well. No, it was really cool, though, and it captured the imagination of people across the country, including sports figures. LeBron James called it an amazing sight. Patrick Mahomes called it an astrological wonder. Aaron Rodgers called it a liberal hoax.
I like really that. No.
But
well
it was done. Actually, it was cool, though, to see athletes react so giddily to the eclipse. They posted pictures, videos, live streams. In fact, the only athlete I saw who didn't enjoy the solar eclipse was Shohei Ohtani, who got some bad info and bet $500,000 it was going to be a lunar eclipse.
bet the owner.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah,
it was quite a thing to watch live, though, to see the moon pass in front, and it got dark some places. I mean, I haven't seen a sun disappear that quickly since Gisele Bündchen took Tom Brady's kid with her to Costa Rica after the divorce. Let's face it, though. I thought here in Phoenix, actually, though, the eclipse was a little disappointing. We only got a partial eclipse, not a total eclipse. In fact, the only place in Phoenix this week to watch a sun completely disappear was at Footprint Center versus the Clippers. Yeah, crazy week for the Suns as they had back-to-backs versus the Clippers. And in the first game, they got blown out. In fact, at one point in the first quarter, they were down 35-4. That was the craziest event involving Clippers and a blowout since Dan Bickley's last haircut.
So everybody gets a little piece of
that. Yeah. No one is spared, Scott.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, the Suns, they bounced back the next day, and I really don't know what happened in that first quarter. You said you were there at the game, Scott.
I was there right
by
the
Suns
bench.
They just got crushed. They got out-hustled. Some of the players were moving around slower than Tiger Woods playing his 24th hole today.
He's
dragging that leg.
Struggling.
Yeah, the Masters are in full swing. And now another big event this week was WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Are you a wrestling fan, Scott? Because I get killed on this show for being a wrestler.
No.
No, okay, well, it's just me then. And I know people hate it. They say it's fake. They say it's ridiculous. They say, how could a referee sit there and watch people cheat and get physical and do illegal moves and not do anything or say anything? Well, I say, have you watched the NBA since the All-Star break? Because yeah, I don't know what's going on, but it feels like Adam Silver, the commissioner, changed the rules in the NBA. Have you seen Adam Silver, by the way?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Adam Silver, he looks like a misshapen pineapple gummy bear.
What?
He doesn't look like he should be an NBA commissioner, this Adam Silver. He looks like he should be in the afterlife waiting. He should be sitting next to Beetlejuice in an afterlife waiting room. Adam Silver.
He does.
Odd-looking guy, right?
What does he look like?
Very strange-looking guy, dude.
He looks like you would find him on the bottle of a tequila bottle.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But back to the Suns, because thank goodness they bounced back the next night to beat the Clippers and got back on track. But looking at the final scores doesn't really do justice to what happened this week, right? I mean, saying the Suns went 1-1 in this stretch is like looking at yesterday's big news and saying famous Hertz rental car pitchman dies at 71.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. O.J. Simpson died yesterday, and there's, of course, a lot to say about him. But most will probably remember his 1994 murder accusation and everything that surrounded it. There were the interviews, the TV trial, and, of course, the car chase. Yeah, the glove.
The glove. The car chase.
White Bronco. Say what you will, Scott, but that was the most famous white Bronco since Ed McCaffrey.
There we go.
And to this day, People are still asking, where was OJ going in that white Bronco? Was he going to his house? Was he going to his mom's house? Was he trying to go across the border? Well, here's the real answer.
Yeah.
He was threatening to go where all people go when things get rough, scary, and unattainable at home. Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Yes. In conclusion, I have to address the rumors that the Coyotes may be moving to Salt Lake City. And I, despite what Scott Williams says, I feel that would be really... That would be really rough and sad for the fans, for the players, and for those involved with the franchise. Seriously, I really feel bad for all the people I'm friends with who work for the team, all the people I respect who work for the team, and Luke Lapinski.
And Luke Lapinski. Yeah. Yeah.
And to all my friends that keep texting me about the being heartless,
yes.
I apologize to all the Coyotes employees. Please stop texting me now.
Yes.
See, there are consequences, Scott.
Yeah, you'll be visited
by...
I'm
new to this radio thing.
It's fine.
I'm learning on the fly, no emails either.
Scott, I'm glad that you... It's already Friday. You don't have to wake up early tomorrow because I have a feeling you'll be visited by three ghosts tonight while you sleep. So anyway, that's the sports kebab. Thank you.
You just tend to piss people off.
Yeah, that's right.
Well done, Jared. Good job, Jared.
Thank you.
The sports kebab, you can get that every week if you're not following Jared on Twitter. At Jarrett, two R's, two T's, GC.
That's right.
There you go.
Jarrett Gregory Carlin.
There you go. We'll come back, wrap up today's show, wrap up the week right after this. Scott Williams, Dan Bickley, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
Today, Kenny Loggins, off of a phrase Sarah has been using all morning, and she's right on the money. This is it. Two basketball games, both on the road and the regular season, and then we're going to see where this basketball team is come Monday morning. Fingers crossed, folks, and as Vinny says, keep your hands inside the car, kids.
It's a feel-good Friday. I got high hopes for this team.
Good. I'm glad somebody does.
Optimist.
Absolutely. That's the way you got to be in professional sports. As bad and as frustrating as it's been, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is now. Tomorrow's today. They got to do it today.
Yeah, I like what you're saying. I'm buying it, man.
That's it.
Yesterday.
You need to go in and talk to that basketball team. Get them fired up,
seriously,
man.
Yesterday is the past.
Coaching career?
Yeah. Inspirational speaking.
There you go.
You can use this one. Yesterday is the past. You cannot change it. Tomorrow is the future, and you don't know what it holds. Today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
The great philosopher of
our
time.
Yeah, yeah, you
Jarrett Carlin.
Yeah. Have you published a book on your philosophies of life or something? Is there more of that where that came from?
Follow me on Twitter for great insight. Anyway, that's today's song of the day.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice song of the day. Good going. Off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, it's one of my favorite weekends of the year. It's the weekend where I just dork out on the couch watching golf all weekend long. It's the Masters week, and I didn't know my guy Scott Williams likes golf as much as I do.
I do. I was going to ask you, what is your Masters go-to snack when you're sitting on that couch? I don't go bevy. Let's just go snack.
I'm a big popcorn guy, so yeah, like a nice big bag of popcorn. That works for me.
Kettle corn
or just the regular
white cheddar's fantastic. Okay. You know, sharp cheddar, any cheese popcorn is good.
I'm not
a fan of kettle corn. I'm not a fan of sweet popcorn.
I know people adore
it.
I do. I'm a movie theater popcorn person first, but I will not pass up on kettle corn either.
I'm not a kettle corn guy, but I like that white cheddar popcorn. But I've gone to those big, heavy Ruffles chips, potato chips, with not like a French onion dip. They get like a creamy ranch dip I've discovered here recently. Oh, you chill that up, slap it in the bottom of the bowl, pull some chips on top of it. Good to go.
How much golf are you going to watch, Jarrett, this weekend?
If Tiger Woods is in contention on the fourth day, I'll watch him.
All right, so
just made a birdie.
Oh, good. He's
back down to plus one.
Yeah, Tiger Woods will set a record if he makes the cut. And believe me, the TV networks are praying, please, Tiger, make the cut. It's been a dreadful year in golf, and I think everybody who loves the sport is just praying that something really good and really transcendent happens this weekend. Something that kind of makes you feel like, okay, they haven't lost the thread entirely.
Shohei Ohtani just sent me a text to ask me if I wanted to bet whether or not Tiger was going to make the cut or not.
What are the odds?
Here's the other thing about that show. I'm glad you brought that up, Scott, because I did want to bring this up. Because people are pointing out, if you read through this report, the messages from the bookie, the illegal bookie, they go from being really buddy-buddy to starting to get threatening.
Yeah.
As in, hey, I just saw your guy walking his dog. And now, again, this is an illegal bookie. Which means when they don't get their money, they ain't calling the police.
And there was a text exchange. Part of it was also...
Oh, you think that was a threat to Ohtani? Like, I'll take your guy out. I know his routine. I'm following
him
right now.
Yeah, it was, I'm looking at him right now in Newport Beach.
Or is
Beach.
It threatening the dog? Does he... He wouldn't do that to a dog. Really.
I would hope not.
A human, sure, but a dog, absolutely not.
I thought he was just threatening to expose him to Ohtani because he was stealing from him. He didn't know.
My thought was kneecaps.
You can look at it that way, Jared, but again, you have
to
do the
math. Maybe I watched too many movies.
When an illegal bookmaker doesn't get paid, you have to send in Rocky Balboa.
Does this guy need his fingers or what?
Yeah, right.
Well, what was the guy that the equalizer, they killed his dog? What was, no, not the equalizer.
Oh, no.
John Wick.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
he went on that rampage, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right, big thanks to James Hamm, who joined us from ESPN Radio. Who else joined us? Big thanks to Bucky Brooks.
Bucky.
Who is not a cowboy.
No.
He's a draft
one day,
expert.
Maybe.
Huge thanks to Scott Williams for killing it today.
Yeah. Go, Suns.
Big thanks to Sarah the Ruthless, Jared Carlin, Wolf and Luke coming up. Don't miss a minute. We'll see you on Monday, folks.
Do you know Pink Floyd is actually the genesis of the entire band was a combination of two other bands, the band members early. It was Red Floyd and White Floyd.
I saw that there was one gambler who put $5,000 on Mickelson to win. Remember that whole thing?
That gambler was Phil Mickelson.
You dingbat. You dingbat.
A dealy pop.
Dealy pop.
You know who didn't wear deodorant last night? The Suns, because they stunk.
Oh! Stop singing, Jared!
Don't shut up, Jesse!
What do you know about good ideas, Ferret? Stop rubbing your eyes, Ferret! You're gonna get another sty!
The gink.
The gink.
The gink. Legally speaking,
it's gonna be cold and dark, and it's gonna last you the rest of your life.
The storm is coming. The storm.
Altercation, the kerfuffle.
Step inside that 3-point line, you're grounded!
Cobra Kai. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy, sir.
Oh, what's the big deal? She wasn't that good on Friday.
Baby, I love you, baby. Come on.
Oh, my hip, it's broken.
The frozen tundra.
Get bothered!
No offense, but he sucks. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Fine.
I told you. Everything is awesome.
Committed to keeping coyotes hockey
Everything
in the desert.
Is cool when you're part of a team.
And building
everything is awesome.
You can go your own way. Go Basically. Your own way. Hey, hey.
Fly me to the moon.
Let it go. Let it go.
The weather outside is weather.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Speak.
I can do that.
I got some spielkus in my Friacastagraph golf.
Hello, Mungo.
Getting Sarah, the sleuth list.
Hey. Del needs a.
Let's start picking.
Blue Bloods isn't going to air itself.
Big PBS energy.
Just admit it. You're a moron.
Jarrett, you're an idiot.
It's not just oiled up men. It's oiled up women.
It's about the Speedos. We're here for the Speedos. You get more of that genius here on Bickley & Marotta Mornings.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.